And hello, 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 and welcome back. And you're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And we were just talking to Tony Serbo, who's going to be performing on the Steeple Street stage on Saturday. And our friends from Fat Belly, Sal, who was talking a little bit. One, they've sponsored the stage along with Geico and have made that possible. So, again, we have to thank our community partners for helping us bring Waterfire to the public. And now we also have somebody else who's going to be performing on the Steeple Street stage on Saturday, and his name is Ricardo Pitts-Wiley, and he's from the Mixed Magic Theater, which is an incredible theater group out of Pawtucket. And the Mixed Magic Theater's Exalt Choir will be singing as well intermittently on the Steeple Street stage. And so, Ricardo, are you there?
I am here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We are so excited to hear the Gospel Choir on Saturday. I know you've performed with us before.
We have, absolutely. Ricardo, greetings. How are you? You know, you have done such a great job. I think it's 20 years, hasn't it been, that you've been working with Mixed Magic? I think longer.
I've been doing theater in Rhode Island for about 40 years.
Okay.
But Mixed Magic, really, for the last 20 years, and we're very proud of our choir. We started the choir with a mission to preserve traditional gospel music, and we have expanded that a bit to include more world gospel music, which is just an incredible thing that we do that we enjoy very much.
Well, gospel has informed so much music of every style for, you know, a century, and it's got African roots, it's got roots going back to the black spirituals, and it's such a great form. And the reason why we were so pleased to have you join us on the Steeple Street stage is, I just want to get this out, is on August 29th, you've got the Greatness of Gospel, Our Roots Run Deep program, which is at 7:30.
That's correct. We're at 560 Mineral Spring Avenue. We open with vendors and some selected food items at 5 o'clock, so we encourage people to get there early and get comfortable.
And I want to give the website. It's mmtri.com.
That's correct.
Because
mmtri.com.
Two M's, right? MM?
MM. Yeah. MagicTheaterRI.com.
Exactly. This is a great show. Before we go into what you're doing for the Greatness of Gospel and that event on August 29th, let's hear a little bit about what you'll be able to be doing with us for free at Waterfire on the 23rd, which will be at the Steeple Street stage.
Well, we're going to do a preview of what will be seen on the 29th. We've selected a couple of three or four songs that we think express the talents of the choir. And also, we believe if people see what we do, they'll be encouraged to come out on the 29th. And also, the Waterfire stage is such an incredible venue to perform at. And we've been there before, and we have a sense of what to do and how to do it. And I think Barnaby has just done an incredible job with Waterfire. And we're just happy to be a part of it. And it's something special, and we think we bring something special to the event also.
Well, you absolutely do. Ricardo, when is your show starting, just so people can plan to come hear that?
We start at 8:30 at the Steeple Street stage, and we'll do one set, and about 35 or 40 minutes. And then, of course, we'll have information about the show on the 29th. But we start at 8:30, and we hope we have a big crowd there to come out and clap their hands and pat their feet and sing along with us and celebrate with us. One of the great things about gospel music also is it's participatory music, and so we encourage people to come with a great spirit and great energy and come with their families and enjoy the greatness of gospel.
Ricardo, can I ask, how large is the choir?
This year's group is about 20.
Wow.
We won't have 20 on the 23rd, but we'll have about 12 of the 20. And when we perform on the 29th, we'll have all 20.
And this is a performance that people should absolutely come see. It's a, it's just full of joy, full of energy. It just grabs everyone right into it and mixes it up into a huge celebration.
It is. And on the 29th, we also have a couple of special guest singers. My mother-in-law, Ann Pitts, who is one of the legendary gospel singers in this community, and another legend, Miss Barbara Bryant, and together they have been the foundation, so much of a part of the foundation of gospel music in the Providence and the area for a long time. And part of the reason we started the choir was so that we could make sure that that their spirit and energy could be maintained into the future. And so we encourage people to avail themselves of seeing these two legendary singers, and then we perform after them, and we think we've got some things that people are going to enjoy. We do some contemporary gospel a little bit. We do some new things. We do a song from the Soweto Gospel Choir, whose work we admire a lot. And then we do a lot of just that good music that is the foundation, as you said before, of practically every music form in America, every original music form in America. It is the basis of the blues. It is the basis of rock and roll. Jazz has its roots in gospel. The spiritual, the hymn, and also gospel music is a part of American history.
Absolutely.
Part of the culture.
Absolutely.
And we can no longer separate ourselves from gospel music as we can from apple pie.
I just want to say praise the Lord. You know, you get me all excited. I'm looking forward to the choir.
Well, and we do praise. And, you know, we call the Exalt Choir because not only do we sing music of the Spirit, but we sing music that is meant to lift people up, their whole spirit. You know, you don't even have to be a person of faith to appreciate this music. It just makes you feel good. And exaltation is our goal. We want you to leave feeling better than you came.
And I guarantee you will. This is, you've got Tony singing, you're going to hear Ricardo's choir, the Exalt Choir.
Yeah.
It's the magic of the human voice and its capacity to touch us in a deep way and really transform the whole city and move us forward.
And with the river on fire, it makes it even a more special event.
Ricardo, I think you were at the last water fire, weren't you?
I was at the last water fire. I just thought it was just amazing. It was just, I mean, not only were the crowds terrific, and the whole downtown Providence was just buzzing and booming that night. And, Rhode Island should be very grateful for what happens during the water fire event, because it is something very, very special, something unique. And every city needs something unique, something that says, when I go to this city, I'm going to go and see this. It's like going to Paris to see the Eiffel Tower. And when you come to Providence, come to Waterfire, and also come to Mixed Magic Theater, because we think we're pretty special, too.
You are very special, and that's what I was going to say. I think people should go to your website because you do wonderful productions, Ricardo, and so it's so much more. The choir is only a very small part of this incredible body of work that you are producing at the Mixed Magic Theater. So
I'm going to repeat that website. It's mmtri.com.
That's correct.
And it's 401-305-7333.
And also, if people go to the website, if they buy their tickets in advance, they save $5 per ticket.
That's so awesome. So, Ricardo, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be kind of closing out here, but it's been such a joy to speak to you, and we are so looking forward to hearing you on Saturday.
We're looking forward to it, too. Thank you very much. Thank you, Barnaby.
Thank you, Ricardo. So the other thing we have is just to remind, we've got the Capoeira from 6 to 8 on August 23rd as well.
And the big
Tony Serbo, the Sal's Help and Fat Belly's Help. We've got the Steeple Street Stage.
And Clear Currents. And you know what? Let's remember that none of this would be possible without Amica Insurance and Cox Business, who have been such incredible longtime supporters, and sure, they're the ones who are actually funding this fire.
The entire fire. That makes it all possible.
So we really want to thank
you to them as well as all our great performers.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a rocking night, isn't it, gentlemen?
Absolutely.
All right. So we hope everyone will come down. Again, remember, the Artist Village opens at 6 o'clock. Music starts at 7 o'clock. Come down early before the fires are lit. Grab a bite to eat and enjoy the city and your community. So you're listening to AM 790. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope to see you down by the river.
Absolutely.